to The Peep, Meaningful Minutes with the Winton Berry Community. The Peep is an early childhood podcast for families that gives easy tips and activities for preschoolers. It is provided by the certified teaching staff at Winton Berry Early Childhood Magnet School. This is Episode 8, Preschool Speech and Language Development. I'm Melissa Sutton, a teacher at Winton Berry, and I am joined by one of our speech-language pathologists, Lauren McMaster. Throughout the school year, we often have parents who have questions about their child's speech and language development. Mrs. McMaster is going to give us some information that will be helpful to all parents.
My name is Lauren McMaster. I am a speech and language pathologist here at Winton Berry, and I work with students and families to prevent, assess, diagnose, and treat speech and language disorders. So speech refers to the child's ability to produce sounds correctly or fluently. And language refers to your child's ability to understand others or share their thoughts, ideas, and feelings. I often get questions about what we expect children to be doing at 3 years old when they start preschool. These are referred to as developmental milestones. So there's some things I look for when I'm working with a student. As far as expressive language or what a child is able to say, at 3 years old, I typically expect children to be using some three-word sentences, simple phrases and sentences to communicate. They should be starting to use some pronouns like I, it, me, my, or you. And they should also be using and learning new words all the time. As far as receptive language skills, this refers to what a child understands, such as following directions. So I would expect children at 3 years old to understand some location words. Some examples of those are in or on, up, down, and also starting to follow some two-step directions. So two parts, an example of that would be get the spoon and put it on the table. For speech sound development, I expect children age 3 years old to be able to be understood about 50 to 75% of the time. And using some early sounds like puh, buh, mm. Those are some sounds that are earlier developing that we expect children to be using in their speech. When talking about these developmental language milestones, it's important to remember that not all children will develop these skills at the same time, and that your child might be doing some of these things, but not others, and that's okay. This is just a general guideline of where we would expect a three-year-old to be. A frequent question that I'm asked is, what are some red flags for a child's speech and language development? And some things that I look for are if a child's not yet putting words together to make simple sentences or phrases, if that child has difficulty playing or talking with other children. Another red flag is if a child's speech is unclear even to familiar listeners, so people in their family or people that know them well. And another is regression in speech and language skills. So if a child had a skill at one point and then doesn't have that skill anymore, they've lost some of those skills. Additionally, I get parents asking how they can support speech and language development at home, and what are some things that they can do in their everyday activities to help promote language development. So some tips that I like to give parents are to use short words or sentences and speak clearly to their child. You can also repeat what your child says and add something to it. So if your child says flower, you can say, yes, that's a pretty flower. It's bright and it's red. and add some words to describe it. It's important to let your child know that what he says is important to you. If there's something that your child says that you don't understand, make it clear that you want them to show you and that it's important for you to understand what they're saying. You can also teach your child new words. Reading is a really great way to do this. When you're looking at books, you can look at the pictures and name the pictures as you look through them. You can name objects on the page and talk about the pictures and what you see on each page of the book. Use new words to help your child learn the meanings of new words. Other ideas I have for families is looking at family photos. You can point to pictures of people, name them, talk about what they're doing and their relationships to your child. And this is a meaningful way to talk about things that relate to your child. And last, it's important to, understand that your child may not make perfect sentences, and that's okay. If your child makes a mistake, you can just repeat back what your child has said in the correct way. So if they say, "I go to school," you can say, "Oh yes, I went to school," and model that correct grammar and sentence structure for them. We will put a list of these language development suggestions that you can try at home on the website. And if you have any concerns or anything you wanted to bring up, you can always mention them to your child's teacher who can help you with these strategies.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.
Okay, so you can find our podcast in 4 places now. We're available on the website, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and we also just realized we're available on iHeartRadio as well on their app. And as always, feel free to share us with a friend. You can find out when our next episode is available by checking the Peeper newsletter or by subscribing through the website or one of the apps. Thanks for listening.